And his word is spirit breathed. All scripture is inspired, God breathed. And so the spirit of the living God is in this word. As surely as your words are filled with your breath, so the word of God is filled with his breath. And the spirit communes with spirit and teaches the spirit. And the word of God, unlike anything else you ever encounter, is able to discern even that fine line between what is your own thought and what is the thought of God.
Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Alan Wright, welcome to Sharing the Light, a program of healing and hope, sharing the good news of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And we're all set to hear Alan's message in a series called God Swears to God, a Study of Hebrews. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource by that same title, God Swears to God. It's a CD album, and it can be yours for your donation this month to Sharing the Light. As you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at sharingthelight.org or call 877-544-4860. More on that later in the program. But now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here is Alan Wright.
Referring to the thick veil, the curtain that separated the holiest place, the Holy of Holies, the very symbolic presence of God there in the Holy of Holies is separated from all except for the high priest, who on the Day of Atonement would enter in by offering the blood of innocent animals, sprinkling it upon himself and upon the altar. Then that one day he could enter in. But on the day that Jesus Christ was crucified, the Bible tells us that that veil, that temple veil, was torn in half. It was rent asunder. The way into the presence of God is not by any of our own righteousness, lest anyone should boast, but it is by the blood of the Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ. Once and for all, final and finished, the whole curtain has been torn asunder. The veil that was blocking us has been rent asunder, and we enter in with boldness. It's a new and a living way. So the writer of Hebrews is wanting us to know, whatever you understand about what the Word of God is, please understand this: it is a living Word. It is not a part of a dead system. It lives. Here's another intersection of this text with the rest of Hebrews that we've been seeing, and that is, it has to do with matters of the heart. We're going to learn about how the Word of God lays the heart bare. And it's the matter of the heart that really is the context of chapters 3 and 4 in Hebrews. Hebrews 3:12, "See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart." Sin is characterized through the unbelieving heart. And what does the unbelieving heart do? It turns away from the living God. Hebrews 3:15 has been said today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. The hardness of heart is related to rebellion. Hebrews 4:7, as he spoke through David, as was said before, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So in other words, what is being lifted up here is a matter of the heart. The heart gets calloused. The heart gets covered up. The heart gets veiled as though there's a thick curtain that is around it. And how does this happen? It happens because of the adversities and pain of life. When you get rejected by someone you love, it's very difficult not to put a little more thickness to that veil that covers your heart. When life brings pain or bad news and it feels scary, it seems like we should protect our heart. And the heart grows stony and calloused. And the problem is that the very wall that we have erected around our heart to keep the pain out is the same wall that keeps the love of God out. answer to rebellion is whatever the answer is to unbelief. And the answer to unbelief is given to us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Word of God is the gospel of the kingdom of God. It is the good news of Jesus Christ. And so what really needs to happen is the heart needs to get laid open to the astounding truth of the love that God has for you in Jesus Christ. We try to address the rebellion of people by using the Word of God as either a set of instructions or rules. In other words, we try to address it with the law. And the law never produces righteousness within us. The law served the function of showing us how we cannot do it on our own and move us towards grace. So what we really need to address from the Word of God is reaching through the hardened heart with the message of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you approach the Scripture, you're approaching it not just as a proof text of pulling this or that out, and not as an instruction manual or an owner's manual about telling you how you need to try a little harder and do a little bit better. But approach the Word of God as the story of God's redemptive purposes, and whatever word and whatever verse and whatever comes out of it to you, it finds its place in this whole beautiful and wonderful story. And this Word of God is living and active. I love words. For any of you that love words, let me just give you some of this. Right, this is the logos, the same word that is used, and the same phrase that's used in the beginning of John's gospel. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And everything was made through the Logos. Nothing has been made that was made apart from the Logos. This is the Word of God that's being spoken of here. And this word is living, zao, like zoology. It's a living, it's not something that is dead. It's something that is more like a living thing, like a living organism or something. The Word of God is compared often in the Scripture to seed. A sower went out to sow, and some of the seed fell on good soil. The Word of God is an imperishable, incorruptible seed, Peter says. It is like a seed in that all of the stuff of life is in it. Ever get a revelation and all you got was a seed, but that was enough? I mean, I'm content. I mean, I'm throwing out so much today, but if you get a seed, if you leave here with a seed of what I'm talking about, you know what that seed will do in your heart? You'll start growing and growing and growing. Revelation works like that. You just need a seed because it's alive. I mean, you get really the Word, the living Word of God, and it starts doing stuff on the inside of you. You don't even know what's happening to you. What's happening to me here? What's happening to me? I'm thinking differently. I'm feeling differently. I'm responding differently. There's something else that's going on in me. The Word of God is, you let the Word of God come in, it'll take over.
That's Alan Wright. You're listening to Sharing the Light, and we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
God, if you'll help me out of this predicament, I promise I'll always serve you. God, if you'll just forgive me once more, I swear I'll never commit that sin again. Ever feel exhausted by all your oaths to God? Ever notice that your vows to God aren't very reliable? Our oaths to God are well-intentioned, but powerless. The problem with trying to derive power from our vows to God is not just that we will inevitably fail to keep our promises, it's that our oaths put us under law, fear, and condemnation. In his CD album, God Swears to God, Pastor Alan Wright takes you through Hebrews and deep into the story of Abraham's call, where God swore by himself to bless the patriarch. You'll learn the all-important secret of living by the power of God's promises to you rather than your promises to him. Sharing the Light only stays on the radio because of the generosity of listeners and partners like you. Make a gift to Sharing the Light today, and we'll send you God Swears to God as our way of saying thanks for your partnership. The gospel is shared when you give to Sharing the Light. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860 or come to our website, sharingthelight.org.
You're listening to Sharing the Light, and today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
You just need a seed because it's alive. I mean, you get really the Word, the living Word of God, and it starts doing stuff on the inside of you. You don't even know what's happening to you. What's happening to me here? What's happening to me? I'm thinking differently. I'm feeling differently. I'm responding differently. There's something else that's going on in me. The Word of God is, you let the Word of God come in, it'll take over. His Word, it's living, and it's active. It's an active word. Here's the word in Greek. You can see energes. It's the word from which we get energy. It has spirit infused energy in it. Word of God, living and active, and sharper than any double edged sword, penetrating to dividing soul and spirit, the soul, the psyche, the spirit, the pneuma, the joints and marrow. You see, the soul is the seat of the emotion, the mind's thoughts. And the problem is that the mind that God has given us is so wonderful. I mean, one thing, you know, God loves the intellect. He made the intellect. There's nothing anti-intellectual about the Scriptures. I love the intellect. But the mind itself is not reliable, because though I'm born anew and I'm a new creature, my mind is still in the process of being transformed. So I'm learning some things today while I'm preaching that I didn't know before I started preaching. So my mind's going to be a little bit more conformed to Christ by the time I get finished with this sermon. And I kind of think the longer I go, the more it'll get there. So that's what's fueling this. But so your mind, so let's own up to the fact there are things right now that we're not thinking properly about. And you might discover it by the day's end. So I got to keep aware that my mind's not totally be reliable. I need something else to inform my mind. And this is the priority of God, is to activate and energize us spiritually. Because while your body is so complex and magnificent, your mind, your soul is even more complex. I'm telling you, if you think it's amazing what we're learning about the human body or the human brain, the mind and the consciousness and the emotional life and all of that is far more complicated. But I'll tell you what is more magnificent by far than that, the spirit. And the problem is that we grow up and they start teaching us how to tie our shoes and do things with our body, and they send us to school to try to train our mind, and there's very little attention ever given to cultivating a spiritual life or what it really means to live out of the Spirit. We have so little idea of the potential of what it means to live a Spirit-filled life, a Spirit-directed life, a Spirit-fueled life. There is so much more. I just know I hadn't even begun to scratch the surface of what it would really mean to be truly a spiritual man and to live out of that. There is no telling about the kind of miracles we'd walk in, the revelations we'd walk in. God is trying to reach our spirit being. And His Word is Spirit-breathed. All Scripture is inspired, God-breathed. And so the Spirit of the living God is in this Word. As surely as your words are filled with your breath, so the Word of God is filled with His breath. And the Spirit communes with Spirit and teaches the Spirit. And the Word of God, unlike anything else you ever encounter, is able to discern even that fine line between what is your own thought and what is the thought of God. What is it that is going on in your own mind, and what is it that the Spirit is really saying? And I need the Word of God regularly to come in and inform my mind. I want to make my mind, my intellect, subservient to the things of the Spirit, the mysteries of the Spirit. And I want it to come and the Holy Spirit to come and commune with my spirit, so that I am not only set free increasingly, but that my intellect is expanded by the revelation that I receive spiritually. And this Word, judges, is not the best word. This is really the word discern. That's the way that should be written. The Word of God discerns. It divides. It can tell you the differences between soul and spirit, thoughts in your mind, and the deepest attitudes of your heart, such as the Word of God. Here's the next part of our text. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Uncovered. Here's your word for this. Gymnos. You see the word in there, gym. And boy, the Verge crowd really got a kick out of realizing that the etymology of this word, that this means naked. And that the reason that a gymnasium is a gymnasium is because the Greeks did the stuff, whatever they did in gymnasiums, they did it naked. And it's the only image some people took away, I think, last night. But wrestling naked with somebody. Ugh. But get your mind back on the Word of God. Now, this word, everything is naked before God and laid bare. You know what this word is? This word comes from this root here. And the verb is trachelizo. Trach. And I was thinking about that word. I thought, that sounds like tracheotomy. You know, where you... And so I looked it up. And yeah, that's your Greek root for neck. And this word... laid bare, it means the neck is laid bare to be slain. What he's saying, everything is naked to God. Cover up however you want, you're still naked before God. And everything is already got its neck in the complete position of vulnerability before God. It's all laid bare. And if you read your Bible as a set of laws and mere instructions, then you come to a text like this and it's hard to make sense out of it because it plays into all our fears. You know, that thing we've been taught that everything is we're going to have to give account. We're going to have to give an account for it. And yeah, the scriptures say that. But I took it to mean this. I heard a lot of messages like this. One day you're going to die, and you're going to appear before the gates of heaven. And there's going to be a giant 5,200 square foot plasma screen TV. High definition. Blu-ray disc. It's going to show your life on there. And it's going to show every bad thought and everything you ever did that was wrong. And you're going to have to sit there with all the angels and archangels and former parishioners and everybody else. Going to sit there and watch your life be shown on this Blu-ray disc for everybody to see. And you just sit there and just bear the shame of it all. And then when that's done, you get to come on in and dance with Jesus. But I'm just like, What kind of gospel are we talking about here? That you got to go to some kind of purgatory? I mean, either Jesus died and my sin has been cast as far as the east is from the west, or it hadn't. Either it was scarlet and now it's white as snow, or it's still as scarlet. And so if you read it, just pluck it out. Everything's uncovered, laid bare before the eyes of him whom must give an account. And one day you're going to have to give account for everything. We just use the word of God to try to manipulate people into acting like better Christians. But it does not work. Have you noticed? Now, it might help me that before we go to this mediation tomorrow and we are in there, that I need to be reminded, what does the Word of God say to me? Well, I like to contemplate the fact that he says, inasmuch as is possible with you, live with peace with all people. Well, that's a good piece of instruction, right? But if all you give me is, okay, here's one verse, live as much as possible in peace with all people, then tell me, love your enemies, and then tell me, give me about five things to do. And I'll go, okay, I got these five things, I'm going to try to do them. Have you ever noticed you can't do these things of your own strength? The power for a changed life is not in the plucking out of one or two instructions or rules. In fact of the matter, what that does is it just puts a veil on the gospel itself.
Listen, as soon as you turn the Bible into something other than the redemptive story and revelation of Jesus Christ, you put yourself back up under the law. And when you put yourself back up under the law, there's an inevitable cycle. You try hard to keep it, and then you fail, and then you feel ashamed of it. And the very shame that you feel drives you darker and darker and darker and further downward. And you try harder, and then you can come to the place where you even despair. And all along, it was pointing to the day that the hero, that the lover, that Jesus Christ would come with the fullness of the expression of the love of God, and that we would become the righteousness of God, that we would no longer be under the dominion of sin. And so when you go to the Word of God, you need to go with the context of God's redemptive story. So now I read this text, and it says everything's uncovered and laid bare before Him. And now, instead of saying, yeah, so I ought to be a little bit afraid of God, now what I realize is God is saying to me is, Alan, I died for you while you were in your sin. Do you not understand that every sinful thought that you've ever had, He knew it before you thought it? Every sinful act, He knew it before you did it. He came out of His omniscient understanding of the condition of your sin. He came into that, out of that knowledge. He already knows all your thoughts, and you're lying down and you're waking up, and He came knowing every vile thing about you because He loved you so much. So if He loved you so much to come while everything was already naked to Him, it's still naked to Him. So you might as well just lay yourself bare to Him and let the Holy Spirit make that Word of God living and active inside your heart. Quit trying to protect your heart. Quit putting such a veil around it. Quit living under the law. It just keeps putting a thicker veil around it. Open yourself up to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I love my Bible.
Alan Wright, you're listening to Sharing the Light, and the conclusion of this particular teaching, Word of God Speak, in a greater series called God Swears to God, a study of Hebrews. Alan is back in a moment with additional insight on this for your life and a final word.
Are you tired of trying to be a Christian by your own power? It's wearying and worrisome to live your spiritual life by vowing to be a better Christian. The power of all human promises is feeble, but God's promises are packed with the power of God Himself. When God promised to bless Abraham, the Lord made a covenant, swore by His own name, to convince the patriarch that all oaths of God would all come true. Alan Wright's CD album, God Swears to God, takes you through Hebrews and deep into the story of Abraham's call, where you'll learn the all-important secret of living by the power of God's promises to you rather than your vows to God. When you make your gift to Sharing the Light today, we'll send you the life-changing CD album, God Swears to God, as our way of saying thanks for your partnership. The gospel is shared when you give to Sharing the Light. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860 or come to our website, sharingthelight.org.
Alan, somebody's listening right now and they identify, they've been here, they love the Word of God, and they want to have it go deeper in their lives. That's why they're listening to this program. They want to fill their mind up. What's your word to them?
Yes. The Word of God is richer and deeper and more powerful than any of us on earth could ever fathom. When you come to the Word, you are not coming to something that is like dead letters on a page. You're coming to something that is the very life-giving power of God. His Spirit has infused that Word. That Word has energy and power, and it comes into your spirit like a seed. It comes in your heart like a seed, and it grows and takes on life of its own. That's the kind of miracle that takes place when you come to the Word of God.
We're always encouraged to hear from you, whether you visit online at sharingthelight.org or call 877-LIGHT-60. Again, sharingthelight.org or call 877-LIGHT-60. Get Alan Wright's daily Sharing the Light devotional in your inbox each morning when you sign up at sharingthelight.org. www.sharingthelight.org. This has been Sharing the Light with Alan Wright, a listener-supported production of Sharing the Light Ministries.